As farmers celebrate Earth Day 2026, Natalie Sturm sees a direct correlation between farmers and their environment.
Farming is this ultimate cooperation between us as humans and then the earth, right? We have to care for our soil and air and water in order to grow food that animals and people eat. And I just think that that's pretty amazing.
Sturm is the new manager at the Dakota Lakes Research Farm near Pierre, but she grew up a city kid with no connection to agriculture until she took a class on human nutrition in her teens.
They brought up this idea that, you know, the way that we farm can actually have a really profound positive impact on the environment, on soils, on human health.
Sturm studied agriculture and soils in college, with her master's work conducted at Dakota Lakes, studying the effect long-term no-till and rotations have on soil health and crop productivity. Sturm explains no-till is an important tool to protect and enrich the soil, but it's only part of the equation.
And so no-till is sort of a step for soil health, but the rotation also has to be a big part of that. And so what I have found in my research is that we have to have enough high residue or high biomass crops in the rotation in order to support that really healthy soil and give us that good soil structure.
Biomass, or the residue that's left after harvest, is key. Her research finds rotations with 75% high residue crops build the best soil. So growing primarily cereals like corn, then wheat, then oats, followed by an occasional broadleaf crop, is ideal for productivity and soil health. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.